President Clinton and Republican presidential challenger Bob Dole campaigned today in the Northeast, trying to build on whatever momentum that might have been gained in last night's debate. Mr. Clinton began his day in Stamford, Connecticut, where he accepted the endorsement of 2,500 business leaders. Mr. Dole headed to New Jersey for a two-day bus trip of that state. Only 4 weeks remain in the campaign, with the president well ahead in the polls. We're joined now by NPR's Elizabeth Arnold, who was at last night's debate and is traveling today with President Clinton. Elizabeth, let's start here. What do you think that each man accomplished after the when that debate was over last night?
Well, not that much, Noah. Both campaigns are pretty much in agreement today that last night's event didn't do that much to change the dynamic of the race. There was no defining moment. There was no horrible gaffe. And even if there had been, historically, debates don't usually cause great shifts in support. They tend to reinforce opinions already held. President Clinton appeared very confident today that he did well last night, so confident he didn't even mention the debate. And Dole also was upbeat, but he made no claim of great success in dramatically changing the course of the race. It's important to note, though, that neither candidate was disappointing. Expectations were fairly low for Dole, but he managed to raise some concerns about the president, and generally he held his own. President Clinton, who was expected to turn in an above-average performance, he didn't disappoint either. So nothing has really been changed. The first debate most likely helped Dole a little, because just appearing on stage with the president puts them on equal footing in voters' minds. But what Dole really needs to do is give his campaign yet another jump start, and his advisors set that challenge out for him in last night's debate. It's not clear that he did it. It's not clear that he could have.
Mm-hmm. If you are a Dole strategy person now, which way do you point your candidate?
Well, the president's lead in most polls has been unchallenged for the last 6 months. Dole's even having a tough time in traditional Republican states like Florida, Arizona. The campaign's had many starts. Last night was supposed to be yet another start, but they're running out of opportunities for new starts. Some new gimmick, some new plan is just not going to sell this late in the day, especially when you have a large portion of the electorate saying it's made up its mind. His campaign advisors are saying that he's just going to stay focused on his tax cut plan and the president's character, that, you know, that he's a changeling, a liberal who can't be trusted. So I wouldn't expect any surprises. The rhetoric may be turned up a bit, but the strategy is to keep plugging away. Dole missed an opportunity last night to sell his tax cut plan. In fact, President Clinton talked more about it than he did. It wasn't intentional. It will be the main fixture of his campaign. Their electoral strategy hasn't changed much either. They're going to focus on a bare number of key states like Ohio and New Jersey, where Dole is going to campaign this week, states with a large number of electoral votes that he has to win. And he'll try to avoid having to campaign in places like Texas and Arizona, where he should be doing well, but where Clinton's trying to force him to spend time and money.
And you mentioned that Bill Clinton seemed pretty confident this morning. Do you see any shift in his strategy after the debate?
Well, they say that their strategy remains constant, that nothing has changed. They say that they see the race as they saw it 3 weeks ago, even 3 months ago. They are confident enough now to continue campaigning in Republican strongholds, or as the political director put it today, he said, "We aim to set new standards of where Democrats can be competitive." But even though they're setting the agenda on the electoral map or making challenging moves on that map, today's campaign event was a strategic response to the liberal label, what Dole has been saying about Clinton for weeks now and said in the debate last night. In Stamford, Connecticut today, Clinton received the endorsement of 2,500 CEOs. 300 of them appeared there to give the president their commitment to help him on a very non-liberal effort, welfare reform. The president gave a speech in which he called on the private sector to do its share to move people from welfare to work. Eli Siegel, one of the president's campaign advisors who's doing what's called business outreach, said, "This is what a new Democrat does." And he said 75 of the 300 CEOs were self-described Republicans. Hmm. So it was a show of strength, and almost kind of an in-your-face kind of event the day after the debate. In fact, it really reminded me of a traditional Republican event, something George Bush would have done and did do in 1992.
Thanks, Elizabeth. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold traveling with the Clinton campaign.